Here are today's top stories. The FBI did not recommend prosecution for Secretary Hillary Clinton over Emailgate. They said while it was careless, it wasn't criminal. This is terrible news for the attack ads that are currently at the printer. Republicans are like, darn it! Oh, so much money spent. Can we keep it the same and just put on an asterisk?
Yeah, does an asterisk sound good? Asterisks for everybody! Good.
Then you cut to Hillary Clinton is a liar. Check her email, asterisk. You know that's true. Laugh all you will, but you know that's true. Donald Trump is considering a short list of Washington insiders for his VP pick. This goes against what many thought would be a completely non-Washington ticket to play off the outsiders label. That's bummer, too, because I was hoping it'd be Chris Christie so we could see two grown men bully each other. This weekend, Indiana Governor Mike Pence met with Trump. That would be interesting and, frankly, good for everyone in the state of Indiana. Pence isn't very popular these days. But isn't that how you get the VP nod anyway? Do a really bad job and then, hey, he'd be good for VP. 4 dead and 64 shot this holiday weekend. What's amazing about that number is that 28 of the shootings happened after the superintendent addressed the media last night. It's almost like the criminals and gang members were like, oh, he says it's under control. Let's show him. Shoot everything in sight. Terrible. 4 dead is a low number for a holiday weekend, but 64 is right up there with the last couple of years. Last year it was 10 dead and 54 shot. This isn't good because the police put a lot of officers on the street and arrested a lot of gang members on Friday night. So what caused the spike? Really, I don't know. Anybody know? I was too busy. I was shooting off fireworks, eating chips. Former Illinois Congressman and federal judge Abner Mikva died today at the age of 90. A very popular Democrat who mentored Barack Obama is also considered to be one of the last politicians who had integrity and respect for his position, i.e., he didn't go to jail. That should get him something, right? Like a name on a stadium or an expressway? Or how about a museum on the lakefront? No? Too soon? Rest in peace, Judge Mikva. American Airlines is testing out faster automated security lines. Great, so now we're going to get yelled at by robots. Take off your shoes. Take out your laptop. Sir, what is in this bottle of shampoo? Is it just shampoo? When I think of the automated security at the airport, I think Schwarzenegger in Total Recall, right? Remember that? And remember he took that homing device out of his nose? That has nothing to do with this story, but remember that? It's so visual. It's like the best acting that Arnold Schwarzenegger has ever done. Pretty cool. More dress code dust-up in the news. The popular Whirly Ball establishment on the north side denied Chance the Rapper and entourage from entering the facilities as they violated the dress code. Chance asked to see a manager, and the bouncers reportedly said no. So Chance went to his Twitter account to express his disappointment, and he's gotten everyone's attention worldwide. Chance went on to say that Whirly Ball is, quote, inaccessible for black people or those with black friends. Whirly Ball did not comment. So for future reference, bouncers, if a rapper with a gazillion followers on Twitter wants to talk to the manager, I don't know, maybe let him? Because otherwise he's going to talk to the internet, and that's never good. It's never good. People are mad at PBS because apparently last night they celebrated the 4th with live fireworks, with past fireworks spliced in. Maybe they didn't get the numbers they needed for their last pledge drive. All we need is $10 more so we can show you live fireworks so we don't have to splice in last year. And we'll give you a tote bag. PBS was hoping to get away with it, but it was given away when they showed the crowd and everyone was wearing Lance Armstrong bracelets. Hey, that was like 5 years ago. In weather today, starting to heat up after a pretty chilly holiday weekend. I had to wear a sweatshirt when setting off cherry bombs on Sunday night. Not cool. In sports, the Cubs turned right around and lost again. The Cubs weren't very sharp, neither were the umpires, but the Cubs had a pretty down June, and now they start July 1-4. I wouldn't worry about it yet. We'll go on a 25-game win streak after the All-Star break. Speaking of 25, Chris Bryant, Roy, hit another home run today, giving him a league-leading 25 for the season. Wow. Don't look now, but the Chicago White Sox are back. They won their 4th consecutive series over the weekend, and yesterday stuck it to CC Sabathia and the Yankees, and James Shield only gave up 2 runs. What? He can do that? And he won the game? Who is this guy? The Sox are still 7.5 back, but only 2 back in the wild card. Don't worry about that right now. Just keep winning. And let's all pay attention to rookie shortstop Tim Anderson. He's playing ball right now. The Bulls were busy over the weekend, I guess, grabbing former Celtic point guard Rajon Rondo to replace Derrick Rose.
That move was met with a collective meh from Bulls fans. Rondo is a much better point guard, but he's not the greatest shooter, and he's pretty much fought with every coach he's ever had. So that's got to bode well for much-liked, well-respected coach Fred Hoiberg. So there you have it. Ready? Rondo, Butler, Lopez, Mirotic, and then the rest? Everything goes right? That's a strong 7 seed. I like. Paul Gasol left the building. He's going to San Antonio. Nothing extremely memorable about his 2-year career here in Chicago. And there's still word that the Bulls are not done, meaning they want to trade Taj Gibson, which seems to be like every year. That's the sports equivalent to the news story. Is mold killing you? It's like sweeps week. And finally, Taste of Chicago starts tomorrow. So if you like hot turkey legs, $9 beers, and walking around Grant Park without your shirt on, you're being paged. That's the carryout for July 5th, 2016. Hey, we only give you 200 napkins with your order. You know, climate change.